Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Matthew. This is Muzz with the Google Marketing.
What's up, Muzz?
How are you, man? Happy Friday.
Good. Happy Friday. I'm just leaving the job site. Perfect timing.
Fantastic, man. Fantastic. It's been busy here. A lot of business owners enjoy purchasing on Friday. Just seems to be a common theme. Which is always
that's
great,
right?
I
normally don't like Fridays because that's when I spend the most money.
I guess it's also a new month, right? It's a new month, new goals, all of that. Last quarter of the year, so.
Okay, I suppose so.
All right.
So what's up, Buzz? I forget what our call's about. I know you were.
Yeah. So basically, it would be for the Google Marketing. When we last spoke, I conducted an audit when it came to how your business appeared online, really highlighting your strong and weak points. Again, your Wix website, it had broken links. So your Instagram icon, Facebook icon, social media icons, it's just taking or routing your customers to Wix, promoting that versus your channels. Same thing when it comes to your map listing on Google. Yes, you're verified, but your profiles have broken links. We also talked about helping you generate more reviews because you only have nine reviews.
Buzz, let's back up to the first part you were saying about broken links. Now,
yes.
I understand you're saying broken links. I'm not an IT guru. Sounds like you are. It's something about what you're providing. Are you fixing these broken links? Is that included?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 100%.
Okay.
And pardon my IT language. Yeah, part of my IT language.
I'm just going to let you know about our intent. So you're going to fix the broken links. That'll help provide traffic. All right. Sorry to interrupt you there.
Correct.
I just wanted to clarify.
No problem.
As you were saying.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, this service is going to do two things. Number one, it's going to give your business the correct representation, ensuring that when someone types in your business name, when they go to your website, when they do go to your social media, you have all the links directly taking the potential customer to your website, your social links, all of that.
I don't have social media at this time, just so you know. So what links
okay.
are you looking at in social media that are broken?
If you pull up Google on your phone there, you type in your business name.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I'll guide you. So just let me know when you see your map listing on Google.
I'm in the vehicle, so.
Okay.
Asking,
so
like,
basically,
saying,
no problem. Okay. So here, I'll explain it. So obviously you know what a map listing is on Google. It's your centralized point,
yeah,
it has your name, address, hour. So on your actual map listing, it has a section titled Profiles. And on that, it has X or Twitter, it has Instagram, it has Facebook. So when I click each of the three, it's taking me to Wix. Wix
the reason that those don't work is because I don't have them.
Right. And if you don't have any, then it shouldn't be there. We can remove that. Now, we do have, or this package does include Facebook, where we were going to run ads for you. So that would be relevant. But we can remove the Instagram. We can remove the Twitter or X now.
So you run ads for me. How do you run ads for me on Facebook?
So when we run Facebook ads, we create you a personal page and then as well as a business page. So when it comes to increasing your business exposure within a target radius up to 50 miles, we're leveraging Facebook's tools. So within Facebook ads, it's not us actually posting. So we're tailoring your campaign based off demographics, interests, behaviors, and we're creating content.
So it's not you posting. Other people that are on Facebook that might have been recently searching for home renovation might get an advertisement showing my logo. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. Yes, sir. More along the lines of retargeting. So like if someone, for example, was to type in construction service or any kind of specific job, you're looking to target if they pull up their social media, then they would be able to see your ad. Kind of like, you know, when you're on Google, you're looking at some shoes, you throw your phone away for 10 minutes, you go downstairs, you grab a snack, yeah, come back to your phone. Right. It's retargeting. Correct.
Okay. I like that. I like that a lot because I don't have anybody to do posting for me. So when you say you're creating me a profile, that doesn't mean you're creating a new Facebook profile for my business. You're just creating ads on Facebook that'll show up to other people's things. It's not going to be like
people have
a friend request this thing with a password login. There's no login or anything like that. You just create ads on Facebook for others that are close to me.
Correct. So the first step would be to create a personal Facebook page. If you don't have one already, it's really easy. We would do that for you.
I do have a personal one.
Okay. So if you do have a personal one, then we would go ahead and just create a business one and link it for you.
So you would create a whole new Facebook profile?
Yeah, it's just a business page. There's a difference between the personal and then the business.
So the new one you create for me, I'll have access to log into it and stuff?
100%. Correct. So we provide you a dashboard.
You put the logo on there and you do all that stuff?
Everything.
So how do you get the logo? I got to send you all this stuff, right?
Yeah. So you would be speaking with an onboarding agent, and your onboarding agent would collect the information from you.
Okay.
So we'll be giving you a dashboard. Your dashboard is basically, an awesome way for you to log in, streamline, your operations. You get to see, insights. You get to see which keywords you're listed for, what you're ranking for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location of the search that was performed. You can track how many phone calls you receive. If you want to add, remove keywords, run any kind of promotions or change any kind of content on your website, Google directories, our account management team. That's what you're paying us for. We're doing all the labor for you.
Are you saying that I don't need Wix anymore if I use you?
Yeah, we don't encourage Wix. Wix is
right,
we use WordPress
here.
Include
a domain, a website, and all that?
Yeah, so you already have a domain. So we can transfer that over if you want. You have mafibuildgroup.com. So if you're content with that, you're in love with it, we can transfer it over. If not, we'll buy you a new domain within the package.
No, I wouldn't want a new one.
Okay.
So what you're saying is that I wouldn't need the Wix anymore. You would transfer everything over and make the website look exactly as it is, and that's included in that 200 something a month?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
And I don't have to have somebody else do it. You guys make the website look exactly how it does pretty much right now, but you make it not through Wix, you make it through you.
That's correct. And if you want, we can make it look prettier. That doesn't necessarily have to look like that. I believe I texted you some website examples. Here, let me do that right now. You can see how they look. All right, so your phone should buzz there in about 10 seconds.
Unfortunately, I'm driving right now. And
that's okay.
So I'm not going to right this moment, but I'll be where I'm going in 48 minutes. When I get there, I can call you back. If everything you're saying is in fact true, which obviously you wouldn't be calling me if it wasn't, I am going to sign up. Sounds like a good deal. I guess the only question I'm considering is whether or not I want to go with a full year or whether or not I want to go with a month. What was the price for the full year versus the month?
So if you do the full year, it's $2,500. So that's an average of $208 a month. If you go monthly, then again, there is no contract. It would be $299 a month with a one-time setup fee of $299. So basically,
a setup fee if I go for the full year?
No setup fee.
Okay, so it's really silly not to go with the full year.
Yeah, and the thing is, when it comes to Google website, you got to start thinking long term. The longer you do a package like this, the further your business will scale or branch out into different geographical locations, kind of like a tree, right? Which grows slowly and gradually. This is all tax deductible. And if you're not retiring within 1 year, doing a year would be a no-brainer. You know exactly how much you charge on average for one customer for your cost to benefit. Also in the package, we're going to do a directory update. So Apple Maps, Siri, Alexa, so it's voice activated. Yahoo, Bing.
And if there's an app on my phone I can use to access this stuff, or it's computer only?
Yeah, so there's no app, but you would be able to log in from your phone, the dashboard, through the website.
And the website is what's your website called when I would go to my domain or whatever your to get to my dashboard?
Yes, it would be localsplash.com.
Local Splash.
Yeah, and then you would be able to sign in.
And you guys have a lot of people that are signing up in the Ohio area. I'm assuming you're not local.
Yeah, so we have, I mean, we've been doing this for about 20 years. So we have clients of all industries throughout the nation.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Buzz, I want to sign up. Give me a little, what time you work until today?
I'm out of here at 4 o'clock Central.
So that means 5 o'clock my time?
Yeah, 5 o'clock your time.
All right, well, I'm about 45 minutes back to my office right now. I'm going to get back there, look at what you sent me again one more time, and I'll give you a call back either today or Monday morning to give you a credit card, or how do you do it?
Yeah, we accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover.
Yeah, okay, so I can use a credit card.
Yeah.
Let me get back here. Probably it's safe to assume, let's assume we're going to need to do it Monday morning, because I'm a little tight on time, and I just don't want to say for sure. If I can get back there and get it reviewed in time, I'll gladly call you back and go over everything. Is there any sort of contract or anything, or basically I give you the credit card info over the phone? Or
that's it. If you do the year, it's just a year. If you go monthly, it's just month to month. Very straightforward.
I don't think I would want to do the monthly. It seems like a waste of money.
Yeah. Let me send you, hang on, just give me 1 second here, okay?
Yeah.
Matthew, what is the correct spelling of your last name?
M-O-F as in Frank, F as in Frank, I-E, just like Moffy Bill Group.
Got it. Okay. And then the email address, it would be info@moffybillgroup.com.
So it's Matthew. No, it's that info one is not for that.
Okay.
Email address is Matthew, MATTHEW@moffybillgroup.com.
Okay. And then I'm just pre-filling out so I can go ahead and generate an invoice here just to save us some time.
Does that mean that if you send me that, I can punch in my info online, the credit card info and pay for it, or I just call you back?
It's up to you. I mean, if you want to do it over the phone, I can just manually do it.
Are you going to change your commission if I don't do it over the phone?
It honestly doesn't affect my commission.
Okay, so
we just
do it online,
it would be,
then that means I don't have a time restraint tonight.
Yeah, it's really comes down to what you feel comfortable with, Matthew. If you give it over the phone, I can just punch it in. That's like the fastest way versus you having to kind of look for something.
On the computer, then. That means I can, even if you leave the office at 5 o'clock and I don't get this until 5:30, I can still do it. Yeah, I'll just do it over the computer.
That's fine. What is the best phone number for customers to call?
440. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, 440-207-0617.
Yeah. And then, is that your cell phone number?
No, that's the business number.
All right, and then do you have a cell phone number?
That's the Google Voice number. It forwards to my cell phone if I'm not in the office.
Got it, okay. And then your business address, it's 12166 York Road.
Yep.
Unit two.
Unit two.
All right. North Royalton, Ohio. I do have your website domain here. Update this and update that. This program is going to help you get more visibility. So you're going to get a lot of, you know, other marketing calls, Matthew. So we do have a security question. So like anytime someone calls you and you don't know who it is, you can't really verify, just ask them to answer your security question. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, your pet's first name. Which one do you prefer?
Hey, who would answer those? Who would know that?
So, like, let's just say our team member gives you a call, but you don't know who it is, and you don't trust that person. If you ask them to answer your security question, they answer it, then you know it's us. If they can't answer it, then you know it's not us at Local Splash, and then you just want to hang up the phone.
I don't want to give any of those answers, because those are questions that a lot of my passwords use as backups. See what I'm saying?
I mean, this is to protect you from scammers out there, someone trying to charge you for another penny. So.
Yeah, except for
if you
want to,
I guess you can make up an answer. So if you don't want to give us a real answer. Yeah.
All right. So what were the questions again?
Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Go with first pet's name.
Okay. And the answer?
The first pet's name was Buzz.
Buzz?
Yeah, Buzz.
Buzz like Muzz. Okay, we'll do two Z's.
Buzz like, oh, I'm sorry, Muzz like you, M-U-Z-Z. You're the guy I know that I'm supposed to be talking to, so.
All right, we can do that. M-U-Z-Z, okay.
That's how you spell it, right?
It's M-U-Z.
All right, make it one Z, M-U-Z.
All right. Sounds good. All right, just give me one second here, okay? Pardon the silence. Everything is good on my end. I'll be sending that invoice out to you, Matthew. Okay?
Okay.
I know you're driving. There's nothing really else much needed. What I want to go ahead and do here, let me see one more thing.
Still there, Muzz?
Yes. So basically, I generated that invoice. I'm going to be reading you a voice verification, since you're going to be entering your credit card, okay?
I'm not going to be entering my credit card until I'm online.
No, that's fine. When you enter your credit card, whenever you're online. But I have to read this for you, okay?
Okay.
Just give me 1 second here. Just for your security and your protection. Okay. So again, I'll walk you through this what we call the voice verification recording. The reason being is because it is a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it's just added form of protection for you that we'll send you in writing with your invoice here. So as I'm walking you through this, Matthew, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me. Okay. So we can review everything carefully. Just say, hey, Muzz, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mafi Build Group.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Matt Mafi, Managing Member.
All right. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yep.
You're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yep.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You'll be provided with a security question.
How can we
stop that? Unfortunately, you can't. You can't.
Okay.
So that's why we provided
like a lot of people that call third-party vendors. They're not going to try and say they're from Local Splash. They're just calling to try and sell me some other
right.
random anything.
Correct. For the ones who are claiming to be Local Splash, that's why I provided you with the security question to verify the calls coming from. Correct. That's right.
My dog was named Muzz, M-U-Z.
That is correct.
All right, cool.
All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Calls will come from the 877-636-6225 customer service number. I'll go ahead and text this to you. All right. And I just sent that text, so please save our 877 numbers as Local Splash under your contacts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Any social media? Correct. So basically we're referring to a website we can have access or log into, your Google Map listing to help you with the optimization and any kind of social media. Like the business and personal Facebook
page.
You
have to say yes to that, right? That's not an optional question if I'm hiring you.
Correct. That's exactly
okay,
right.
Yes.
Just want to make sure. Yes, we just want to make sure you're aware of everything. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 4th, in a non-refundable amount of $2,500.
Right. It might be Monday. I'm going to try and do it today, but worst case scenario, it'll be Monday.
Okay, got it. So you don't have a reoccurring payment. here because you're doing the year, it would revert back to $299 a month for same time next year. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So my point of contact after, say, I type my credit card info, whatever it is, Monday morning or tonight, you're not going to be my point of contact anymore. Is that correct?
Right. So basically, the process is, this is the process. So the first 3 days, you'll receive a 30 to 45 minute informational interview call from that 877 number we talked about and I texted you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So this call will take place within the 30 minute window of the appointment time. And they will go ahead and discuss content editing, the quality control. Again, day 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Day 5, 6, 7, your reporting dashboard and directories will be submitted. Now, your dashboard is really given as soon as the payment is processed by email as well as text, which basically is your phone number, and you'll know what your password is to actually log in. Okay, I'll send you a YouTube video right now of what the dashboard kind of looks like. Day 7 to day 14, your Facebook ads and your website will be launched. Okay, again, 7 to 14 days. Day 45 to 60, your listings begin to appear. First page of Google, your rankings start to increase over time. And then day 60 and all the days beyond that, we do touch base. We provide continuous reporting, ongoing review, and customer support.
Okay.
All right. Let me just go ahead and read this. Okay, so after 1 year, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that phone number. You must speak to a live representative, Matthew, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of, or next year of service, really. Just, again, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing cycle is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That would conclude the voice verification. And then we'll go ahead and work on sending this invoice over to you, which I've created. Okay, so I'm going to send you a link here via text, and I'm going to provide you your username, okay, and then your password.
You're including that in the text message, right?
That is correct. Yeah, so
okay,
basically these are directions to get you logged in to the actual dashboard. This is where you're going to make the payment. Okay, so you have to log into the dashboard, and then I just sent you the login credentials. Okay?
Okay, good.
Here, let me go ahead and send this. Okay. So again, Matthew, once you log into the dashboard, you'll basically click on the icon with your initials on it, and then you'll be able to drop down and go to your click on account settings. And we can do this together. I think that would be. That'll make more sense for you because you haven't logged in. And I'll guide you on how to pay. Okay? I think that'll be a better way of just doing this. Yeah, because you'll have to do it within the dashboard. And if you haven't logged into the dashboard and you don't really know what you're looking at, then we don't want you to be lost. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Worst case scenario is I'll try it, and then if I can't figure it out, then we'll have to do it together.
Sure. And I'm sending you an email with all of your info and Dan on what to do. So it's everything will be pretty clear.
Wonderful.
All right. All right. And once I send this, that would basically conclude our phone meeting here. All right, sent.
Okay.
So yeah, basically step-by-step directions.
Time today. I'll do my best to get after it tonight. If I can't, then we'll touch base again on Monday and get rolling, and hopefully you guys will produce me more business, and I'll be very happy.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. You know, I hope you learned a lot. I know I did. You know, we do thank you for choosing Local Splash. We understand you have a privilege or choice when it comes to Google marketing, so it is a privilege. Matthew, I would like to schedule an appointment with you. So if you don't do it today, we can get you in Monday. So I can put that appointment in Monday. If you did it by yourself today, we'll be notified anyway. So for Monday, what time would work best for you?
Latest in the day that you got.
Latest in the day.
Only because I'm starting my time, which would be 6 a.m. your time. So by the time I'm already in the office getting ready to leave to the job site, I imagine, what time do you start Central Time?
9 o'clock Central.
Right, that's all right. I'll be already on the job site by then. I start the day in the office and then go to the job site, end the day in the office. So I'll be leaving, yeah. So can you do...
If you want to do it in the morning... So if we did it in the morning, my phone call with you takes 5 minutes, and then your actual call with the client onboarding agent for the interview can take place at a later time, which I would schedule.
Well, I would just need to be in the office for our call, or else I'm not going to be able to get you logged in. I mean, are you sure? If you're able to do it earlier, are you able to do it earlier?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can do Monday morning, 7 a.m., so that would be Pacific time, so that would be 9 o'clock Central.
Right, that's 10 o'clock my time. I'm already on the job site by then.
Okay. Are you able to do over the weekend? Like tomorrow?
No, not this, normally probably, but not this weekend. Why don't we,
okay.
I tell you what, Buzz, just give me a call Monday. I'll be back into the office around what would be 4 p.m., or no, it would be 2 p.m. your time, 3 p.m. your time, 4 p.m. my time. If I don't have it settled by then we'll get it settled on Monday. I'm sure I'll be able to figure it out online, click settings, and figure out the payment info.
Yeah, there will be no issue of you doing it today. It's even a fifth grader can do it. It's nothing you've ever done. But I'm putting you in the calendar right now for Monday. You said 4 o'clock Eastern Standard.
Yeah, like I said though, Buzz, no guarantees that I'll be in the office by then, but I have already agreed, you know, verbally with the contract, so I'm going to proceed, but I can't guarantee I'll be in the office at that time, so you have to forgive me, but I'm driving and I don't have any schedule in front of me. I'll do my
no
best.
No worries.
But one guarantee I can give you is that I do want to proceed, so.
Yeah, for sure. So if you can, because I don't want to call you when you're not in the office to disturb you while you're working. So
I'll tell you I'm busy, I'll call you back.
Okay, but what time are you guaranteed to be in the office? I think that would just be best. That way we just know kind of for sure.
There is no guarantee.
There is no guarantee. Okay, so I'll put you in. Okay, no problem. I'll put you in 4 o'clock Eastern Standard for Monday, and we'll go from there. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Buzz.
All right.
Buzz,
my pleasure.
Buzz. Thank you, Buzz.
It's because of that security question, man.
I know. All right, Buzz. Thanks, man. Have a nice weekend. I'll talk with you soon.
All right. Talk soon. Bye-bye.